Oh, Seth, this is the real BS show. Hey, what do you got? You throwed some wood on the fire there?
Yeah, it's getting cold out.
Yeah, it was 32 this morning.
Whew, just chilly.
First time this year. I guess that's normal, though.
Sometimes you have to just really...
October 10th, I guess it's all right.
I know. It's getting cold out, and the leaves are changing color more fast, and it's getting this frost in the ground sometimes in the morning. It's getting ready for winter.
Yeah, that's kind of neat to hear the fire. We'll have a fireside chat?
Yeah.
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah, let's BS today. Instead of playing music, we'll just BS.
Yeah, just all BS.
Think we can talk for half an hour?
Yeah. Yeah, we could talk that long.
What are we going to talk about?
Oh, there's
how
anything.
How about I ask you, how old are you now?
I'm 41.
41?
Yeah.
Ooh, you're catching up to me.
I know.
Holy smokes.
Catching up in
so
those years.
So what have you learned after all these 41 years?
Well, there's some new tricks in the trade I learned.
Hopefully you're learning. Making mistakes, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Make a lot of mistakes, you know.
That's what mistakes are for, is to learn something.
I recently learned that sometimes you have to bleed out your propane tanks, the air out of them, because you can have too much air in them.
That's very important right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I never knew that. That's something that's new
to
me.
I never heard of that either.
So it's because my propane tanks had too much air in them and was not filling up a lot. Huh. And so I was able to only get charged how much I put into the tanks this time instead of the full price. Before, I was paying like $14 a tank, and for two tanks, I only paid like $13. So it told me how much propane I actually had in there.
You still had a half a tank left.
Oh, easily, yeah. But it would lose the flame.
What's that sound? Oh, that's a vacuum cleaner?
Yeah, that's upstairs, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. We had to compete against the cleaners of the building.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
got to have a clean machine there.
Yeah, clean, yeah.
So what have you learned all these years?
Oh, you know, sometimes you have to, you know, learn from your mistakes, admit them, and move on. You know, there's times where I've messed something up and had to admit it to a client
Let me ask you this. How many times you been married?
Oh, once.
Once?
Yeah, I think there's a lesson learned there.
Are you working on a second?
No.
No?
No.
Well, that's as personal as I want to get.
Yeah, I think, you know, the belief I have is you look at Abraham Lincoln and his wife, Mary Lincoln.
He was miserable.
Well, yeah, he was miserable, and she was nutty, but, you know, he was nutty too. But the reality is they didn't even go to the government to get married. They got married in a church and didn't have a marriage license from the government. They had a marriage license from the church. And I'm not calling for, like, you know, people should only get married in churches. I just think government should get out of marriage, period.
The government's in the middle of everything.
And that's my problem.
That's what I've learned. Ooh-wee.
You know, you come in with assets and then you walk away with half gone.
If you're lucky.
If the woman cheats or whatever. And it's just, to me, there's something really, really weird about that. That should be allowed. I don't know how that is.
Some friends that have been married a long time, 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
Boy, do they fight.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's the way my parents are. Yeah. They fought all the time.
My parents have been married 50 years, and I said to them, you have four children. One is a daughter. She's never been married. And then you have three sons that are all divorced. Yet you two are married for 50 years, and you have little arguments that, you know, you think are big, but they're really not. I'm not trying to minimize their problems.
That's the thing. I hear some of my friends, they argue with their wives. They argue about the dumbest things. Right. I mean, and they really get worked up. I mean,
yeah. It's like, you know,
and it's all about nothing. I mean, why the stress and the strain of fighting?
Right.
Holy cow.
I'm not going to claim that I'm perfect at all. I have my faults.
I'm perfect.
but I
know
think
that.
I think that the reality is when you're talking to anybody, any person, that you don't know everything, so maybe the person you're talking to that's saying something might have some value or truth to it. So why not just give it a listen? You might be proven wrong. It's like my propane situation. I've been 41 years been dealing with propane tanks, we'll call it. Never knew that you had to bleed them out sometimes. That's something that was new to me, and I had to accept
74,
it.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
You get too much air in them, and that's what happened.
Never heard of it.
So... I think I can learn a few things. You know, old dogs can learn new tricks. You know, look at Grace Hopper. Grace Hopper was like 80 years old or 70 years old when she invented the programming language called COBOL back in the 50s. I don't accept anyone that says to me they can't do something on a computer. When there's Grace Hopper and she was like 70, 80 years old making a programming language. She invented the word, the term bug. You know, there's a bug in software.
Yeah.
And it was because there was actual real bug in one of the mainframes. So it's like she was old when she did that, you know, and she, you know, this well, idea that we can't think, do new things. It's
probably the biggest part is nobody wants to learn.
It could be fear.
I don't even want to screw with it anymore. I'm so tired of computers.
Oh, sure. Same here.
Throw them away.
There's some days I threaten to become Amish just because, you know, modern technology or Kaczynski. I'm not going to go the length he went, you know.
Like Unabomber.
I'm not going to go to his length at all. But if you read his manifesto, why he did what he did, he viewed that the modern society was destroying humanity and we had to go back to agriculture days. And
I liked his setup he had up there in the woods in Lincoln, Montana, I think he was.
Yeah.
And his house, I mean, he didn't have running water. He didn't have anything.
No.
He had quite a nice shack, though. Right. He had all kinds of junk.
But, you know, I can see the value of his point, but I also disagree that, you know, we're also having less disease. We're living in the most peaceful time period ever. We're living in a land of abundance where we're eating like kings and queens to the point that we get fat. Our poor are fat. You know, the poor used to starve and be skinny. And the rich were fat. And
now they get fat and die.
Yeah, and now the rich, I mean, yeah, it's kind of an absurd thing. It's the first time in humanity ever where the poor get fat and then die from being fat because they're eating too much fat food, you know, too many calories. And this whole thing is, oh, they're eating the wrong food group, and that's stupid. It's calories in, calories out. I'm sorry. You can't.
Well, you
got
to move around a little bit,
yeah,
too. Yeah,
that's the part of the calories out. Yeah, the calories out, it's exercise. But, you know, I'm not a nutritionist. It's just, that's science. It's you can't break the laws of thermodynamics. But that's the point I'm getting at, is that the rich are now fit, usually. And they're eating healthier and, you know, the whole grain, you know, bread that people used to not eat because that's for the poor.
I hate wheat bread.
I know, but that's what the rich are eating, more healthier foods that have full grain,
that's,
you know.
Pretty bland stuff.
It is. Well, that's why you had a little mayonnaise.
Well, you know, I pretty much give up on bread. I've been
same here
eating crackers.
Yeah, I don't even eat that many carbs. I'm not eating keto diet or anything, but it's pretty darn close. I eat one meal a day, and it's between one to like six. My problem was I was eating late at night, and that was like my snack time.
Yeah,
and
I always have a little bit of pudding or something before I go to bed, or chocolate bar.
Yeah,
or
nothing
something
wrong with that. But that was my problem. I was eating like easily 800 calories at night, and that would put me to sleep so quick. But then I was gaining weight, and I've been losing it slowly. So I've been, you know, trying to get back to my healthy
weight. I heard this one doctor say that if you eat a little bit of dark chocolate every day, it's good for your circulation. So.
Oh yeah.
I like dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate is pretty good. You get like 70% or 80%. That's pretty darn good. You know.
Yeah, I like it. I like to listen to the ball game at night and fall asleep. You know.
Or don't you like King Kong sometimes? Yeah, the King Kong. And
I haven't watched them in a long time. Yeah. I don't know what Jeff Bridges just kind of wore me out or something. I don't know. I think he's still alive.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Here's the look. Yeah. The other one is, you know, I like watching like nature documentaries, and that really puts me to sleep. Usually I end up falling asleep pretty easily to that, because it's not boring, but it's enough to be like, I don't know, slow pace and the right narrator. It just kind of really puts me
out. I like to listen to ball games. I don't like to watch them.
No. Oh yeah,
I'm so sick of commercials, I can't stand it anymore. Of course, you still get commercials when you listen,
right?
But the problem with that is it's always the same commercials over and over, every half inning. 1-800 whatever, cars for kids. Oh, I hate that commercial. some little kid, the cars for kids, you know, and then some old guy will sing it, and then they sing it together, and okay, I'm going to give you my car. Here, you brat.
I
love kids.
Yeah.
I love them. Deep fried's my favorite.
Yeah. I like child labor, you know, put them to work.
Without paying them anything.
Get to work. Shut up. Darn brat.
Earn your living.
I had a great uncle. His name was Uncle Charles. And he called all kids brats. And that just was his thing.
I don't blame him.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of
especially nowadays.
I'm feeling that way now. I feel that all kids are brats. I'm starting to become my uncle, great uncle Charles. That was my mother's father's brother, and you know, my grandfather had a view that kids should be seen, not heard. You know, yeah. And that if you're standing around idle, then you're not busy. And you know, I used to work on the farm with him, and he was a rough man, but guess what? There's a lot of values. There's a lot that he had that I kind of appreciate now. The one is I get, you know, I have what's called misophonia, where if someone's chewing something like carrots or potato chips or crunchy things like celery, it drives me nuts.
Yeah, me too.
And that's my grandfather in me. That's genetic, by the way. I don't know. You might have someone in your heritage that genetically...
I don't know, but I hate the sound.
Yeah, it drives me
somebody
nuts.
Somebody crunching. Ooh.
Oh, God, it drives me nuts. My, you know, and... See, that's something, these little things like this, it comes through your DNA, and people are like, oh, yeah, it's all, you know, babies are born a blank slate, and it's like, no, no, no. I think there's a little bit of mixture of free will with, genetics going on there, and you have your personality traits from your parents, and it becomes you, you know, like you become your parents, the saying, you know, that you ever hear that, you become your parents how they were.
No, I don't think I've ever heard that. But
yeah,
that makes sense.
I guess. In some ways, you know, I can see that. Like my mother's becoming her mother. You know, it's kind of a scary thing.
If you're
thing.
Screwed up, it's because of your parents.
Yeah, so. Yeah. That could be genetic, or it could be environmental. You know, and I don't know. Just it's interesting things. You know, you look back at some of these older generations and how they did things, and then you end up hearing the stories that people told, and you know, they were just screwed up, just like we were in a lot of ways.
Oh, sure, it goes from one generation to the next. But, I mean, nowadays, I hear kids screaming and acting up. And
nah, yeah.
I say, it's their parents' fault. They let them do it, you know, reach over and swat them. You know,
with my son, the way I handled it was basically he would get a small reward, like a 50-cent candy bar or 25-cent at the very end if he behaved. And if he didn't, we left the store right away. And that kicked his behavior in real good. He didn't misbehave in the store with me. He straightened up real quick. And if he misbehaved, we went out to the car and he got a very, let's say, stern talking to why we don't do that. Because number one, he's embarrassing the family. And, you know, you're making a fool of yourself over something minor. You control your emotions, not hide them. You know, if you're angry, it's okay to talk your words out.
Grab them by the back of the hair and just, you know, carry them out of the store without them touching the ground.
Yeah. Well, I left the grocery cart behind.
You have to do that once or twice.
Exactly.
And it's over.
Yeah. Yeah. I took him out only like once or twice, and he learned real quick. I meant business, and to this day, I hate to say this, he respects me a lot more than I would say most parents do. And I'm not bragging about it. It's a simple thing. That's all you have to do is just a simple thing. You know, hey, straighten your butt up. Act better, you know?
Well, now that my kids are older, I don't think they respect me. I don't know.
I think they do.
They probably respect me to a point, but they think they're smarter than me, and which is okay. Maybe they are. I don't know.
You know, I think, you know, there's a lot of wisdom. Like my father, I think about all the knowledge he knows. And you know, I look at you as someone that has a lot of knowledge and wisdom. And, you know, not everything, you know, my father isn't everything right, but there's a lot of things he has knowledge on that I don't. And now we came into a kind of, you know, no longer just me learning from him, but he's also learning from me. And so now it's kind of more of a friendship, I'll call it, but still he's my father, you know, but it's not really a friendship. I don't want to call it that because, you know, I have respect for my father and my mother, but it's more, you know.
That's, you kind of have to. You don't really have a choice.
You know,
it's just... Well, it's the way you were brought up.
Yeah, I was brought up to respect my parents, and I do.
Respect your elders.
I don't respect all elders. I mean, there's some people that are, let's say, ignorant. There's some people, in the, you know, because I used to work customer service. You know, I was a manager at Walmart. And you deal with some people that are just total idiots and rude. And I learned that those people don't deserve respect. They don't deserve decency. And so now in my business, I deal with business to business, and everybody's respectful to each other. No one's rude. Whereas if you're dealing with the general public, they're rude as hell. And I don't like that. And so me coming from the business to business world now, I don't put up with that. So if I'm in a store and I hear someone chewing out a cashier for something the cashier has no control over, I'll speak up. You know, I was at the Subway recently, probably about a few months ago, and I'll call that recently. And some guy was mad because his sub didn't come out right away after 2 minutes. And I was like, man, I've been here for 5 minutes. I placed an online order. Don't you have any patience? You know, like, what's happened here? We have this, people are so damn entitled.
Pull out a gun and shoot you.
Yeah, that's, you know. What are
you know,
prove?
My motto is silence is golden.
No.
I keep my mouth shut.
I can't.
Up yours, you know, I just don't.
For me, it's the entitlement part.
Not worth the argument.
But how do you know I'm not carrying? I mean, I have a concealed carry permit, so that's the problem. You know, maybe you know, that's what we need. Everybody needs to be carrying, and we'd probably be a little more politer to each other.
If you don't know, then it's...
I think people are a little bit more politer in Texas for that reason. But no, I just think that there's a lot of entitled people out there that just are idiots. And... the way to deal with it is just call them out on their stupidity. And we should be doing that. You know, if they're causing a ruckus, then they're being an idiot. That's how I view it.
Well, I don't want to argue with anybody.
No.
This is a total waste of time.
It is. But I'm seeing, to me, it's not arguing. What it is calling out behavior that's annoying to me. And it's just annoying because it's like, why are you complaining about this? You're making a big scene about it. It's just a sub. You spent like what? $5, $6, $7 for a sub, and you're complaining that you have to wait 2 minutes? God, that's so boring. It's like, you know, I to me, that's where it's okay to call that out because I don't want to hear it, you know? I think there's worse problems in the world than that, you know? But who knows? I just remember dealing with it with a lot of general public that I didn't want to put up with anymore.
So what have you learned over these 41 years? What's some of the basic... lessons, I guess you could say.
Well, there's some that I learned about myself. You know, I have a certain level of issues with, I have to control my emotions. You know, that's one thing. You know, as a man, you know, with the stoicism, for instance, that's something that's always being practicing kind of thing. You know, keeping yourself in check to make sure you're not overreacting, you know, and... There's a saying that fathers don't make your children boil to anger. And that's something that, you know, because that can cause resentment and that, you know, that's something that's hard to balance. But, you know, that's something, you know, there's a lot of other things like, you know, also I know that where I can, like an example with patience is I can't drive going southbound on Peach Street because I get frustrated that people aren't going the speed limit. At least they're going like 10 under. And I have to learn. I'm using that as an example of a general thing. But I can sit there and take Lake Pleasant and Arbuckle and go 45 and be fine because there's no traffic there. So it's kind of like the, you know, rat experiment where you put too many rats in a cage and they all start biting at each other. And I feel that way. I kind of like the rural life, you know. I know where I'm good at. I'm not good at in an urban environment because I get more frustrated and stressed. And I want to live more rural and away from people, I guess.
People, that's for
sure. That's the problem, I think, you know? I think that there's a lot of good things that we can do in the community. Like, you know, the neighborhood I live in, very nice people. You know, they take their shirt off the back and help you out. You turn around and repay the favor to them at another time. And it's like no money's being talked about when doing these things. They're just nice people to be around. And that's good to have a, you know, a community like that because... you know your neighbors and they look out for you. They're watching out for you and you don't even have to ask for it. You know, it's just a, you know, different world. I think it's a good to find that and finding good friends, you know, you can trust, you know, that's not easy.
That's for sure.
Trust is not hard. It's very hard to, it's something earned. You don't just automatically trust everybody, but how about you? What have you learned?
Well, I've got twice the years you got.
Yeah, almost. Yeah.
Once I passed 70, everything changed. I just wanted to step back and get away from everybody, away from people.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't totally shut yourself off from everybody.
No,
completely.
It's not easy. You'll go nuts.
But you can definitely cut it down big time. I mean, I feel much more at peace when I'm by myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alone and I don't know, listening to a ball game, there's no politics there.
No.
But I don't know, just I guess I think about health a little more because I'm getting close to the finish line here. So you start thinking, well, geez, you know, you watch all your friends, not all, but a lot of friends, and everybody's dying off. And I say, holy cow. And it's always heart attack or stroke or cancer. I mean, they're just dropping big time.
Yeah.
And I say, well, geez, that's going to happen to me here someday, and it's just getting closer and closer, so I better get my act together. And it's the idea of not having stress is what a major thing that is. It's to not be stressed out constantly.
That's a hard thing. Because you know, I can say 6 days out of the week I'm not stressed, but then there's one day something stupid happens, something minor, and I'll spend out. I told you earlier about the problem I had where I mistyped one thing, and it was a small one character in my code, and it was causing me, let's say, a 5-hour stretch of trying to figure out what the hell is going on. And I ended up finding out right before you came. And
well, you should, blow up Google or something.
Yeah.
Send them a pipe.
I'm like, what the
send
hell?
Send them a pipe bomb in the mail.
Yeah, it just, you know, those are the kind of things. But that was my own mistake. You know, that one character I typed wrong. And I'm pissed at myself. And usually, you probably see me before. Once in a while, I get upset at a computer. It's usually because I'm pissed off at myself. And I remember our buddy Dave, he was I'm sitting there on the computer trying to fix something. We were at the one French Creek Festival. I remember that. And I was trying to get the streams connecting for we could do remote broadcasting at the event. It was like a live event. So we had the Wi-Fi connect to that one pole, then it connected to your house across the field there.
Oh, yeah.
And I was getting stressed because Dave was right over my shoulders talking to me as I'm trying to solve something. I was like, Dave, please just give me a moment of silence.
You should have done it better. You should have told him to shut up.
And like, I need to focus because he's someone's talking to me when I'm doing programming or anything like that. It's really hard. But I just know that I had to learn to sometimes breathe in and breathe out. But see, that's part of my nature. I think that I'm not trying to condone it, but sometimes I just get mad at myself, you know? And so I take it out on the computer or myself by verbally assaulting the computer.
Yeah, I know you kind of let loose once in a while.
Yeah,
I have to cover my ears.
Yeah, I have to. I give it a few choice words, and then it straightens up. I don't know, you know, just magic.
Yeah, see how it hears you.
It kind of reminds me of I have family members that died from horses killing them. One was ran over by a wagon. Another one was stomped on by a horse. Another one. Got struck by lightning on a horse. A lot of horse tragedies here.
Huh.
And so what it teaches me is sometimes...
Don't ride a horse.
No, don't ride a horse, but don't trust a horse. That's for sure.
Oh.
You ever been bitten by a horse?
No.
Okay. No. Well, that's fun. But this is an analogy because, you know, sometimes the horse will bite you, you know? Sometimes,
sure.
And so you have to be prepared for it.
My best way is to stay away from horses.
And never take a check from a horse person. Ooh, did I say that out loud? No, I don't know.
That's what I tell all my customers. I say, I don't take checks no more. I don't trust anybody.
No.
And it's for good reason, because the bank ends up charging me $40 because they wrote me a bad check. I said, well, something's wrong with that picture.
I've had a few bad checks, and thankfully it was the same bank as mine. So when I took it to them, they were able to check before depositing the account, and the person forgot
I'm
to transfer.
Screwing with banks.
Yeah.
I don't want nothing to do with them.
Yeah, I hate checks too. Nowadays, I just there's a lot of different ways of handling it, but the whole procedure is with checks. When you hand somebody a check, you have your routing and account number right on there, and it's like, do you really trust the other person when you hand this check to that they don't run, you know, check fraud on you? I mean, it's just absurd.
I don't know. I just don't. I mean, that's where my Social Security goes, right in there, but then I empty it out.
Yeah.
I empty out the bank account. I leave enough there to pay my phone bill.
Right, right.
And there's something else automatic. I can't remember what it is.
Probably your car insurance.
No, that's once every 6 months. So.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, but I don't leave anything in there. So that way nobody can steal anything out of there because I don't got much.
It's something I was helping with my parents recently, was moving them away from checks to basically have it auto-deduct, you know, auto-pay and just to make their lives easier. But they're the type that need a receipt for everything. And I was like, well, just get it online. You know, you can go online and print it out. And I'm just trying to, like, get them away from having anything going in the mail to their house, like bills and stuff, because it's, again, fraud can happen that easily. Just auto pay everything.
I haven't seen a checking account statement in probably 5-6 years.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I disabled mine so it stopped coming to my house.
I can log into my checking account and see what I got. All I want to know is, do I got any money left? I'll get some gas.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate too, you know. Like back in the day when first online banking came out, it was pretty, you know, inaccurate, wouldn't be right away showing the correct amount. But now with the in 2024, at least, it's pretty darn fast how fast a debit card or credit card transaction goes through and it shows up on your balance, you know, sheet. And but see, you have to see the picture here with my parents. My father was raised by a man that was born in 1908 and went through the Great Depression, where you went to the bank and they didn't have your money anymore because the bank was gone, you know, broke because of the Great Depression, because everyone pulled their money out. So, you know, I don't blame my father for not trusting the banks, which is justified. It's happened before. You know, they say $250,000 is backed up by the FDIC or whatever it is. What if that's not true?
Yeah, well, they got 99 years to pay you back.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So there's no guarantees you're going to get it right away.
Right, right. And it's like, you know, we could have bank runs again. It can happen. It's happened in history. And
oh,
so
sure.
I can understand why there's not trust. I mean, when we went through my grandparents' house on my father's side, we found money throughout the house. Everywhere you looked, there was money. And so it became like a scavenger hunt, finding, you know, $20 bills. And that was back in the, you know, 90s. So how much a $20 bill was worth?
Little, you know, hidden savings accounts and stuff, you know.
Yeah, there was wads of 20s. I mean, so it was like hundreds and hundreds of dollars in each find we would find. And then you would, you know, collect it up together. I don't even know what the total was, but it was a lot of money. It was in the socks drawers, like china closet, you know, behind the couch, underneath the couch cushions, you know. It was everywhere in their house. And at the time, I didn't think anything of it. But now, looking back, like, wow, they didn't really trust the banks at all, you know.
I can't blame them. Can't blame them. I don't know. It's probably going to happen again. They've got this bail-in stuff now where it's Dodd-Frank law or something where the bank can just take your money and because if they run out, they'll take yours.
Right.
And it's okay.
Right.
So I said, well, there's government hard at work again.
Yeah, and they're trying to pass a digital currency, which, you know, is, I think, you know, if Bitcoin was a little bit more stable and less people speculating on it and you actually used it as a currency and it didn't take too long for the transaction to merge in with everybody else, then I could see Bitcoin or something similar like Monero becoming more popular. But just it's where you had, when you do the transaction merge, it takes like 2 days or longer, depending on your connection. Wow. To me, that's just too slow. In this modern age, we should have quick, lightning fast connections between these things to make it faster. But it seems that's why I have a problem with Bitcoins. It's number one is the fiat currency again. You're back to square one again. And there's nothing backing the currency. And then number two, most of them, you can see where the transactions come from. So to me, it's not very private. And then also it takes too long to merge the transactions, you know? And so I don't know.
I don't know. It's people. It's still going. So
it's still going.
I,
yes.
You know,
don't get me wrong.
It goes up and down quite a bit, but I don't know. It's. I don't know. At age 70, what did I? It's like just sitting in the sun, collecting some vitamin D, feels really good. You know, and it's the idea of peace and quiet. I mean, makes a big difference. You know, like I say, I love kids, but I like them deep fried, best, you know. I don't want to. I don't. You know, I'm done. You know, I just want to, and you know, having a hobby like playing music or getting some exercise like splitting wood and stacking wood and whatever. That's it. That's good enough for me.
You know, sometimes a simple life is better.
Simple, 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 simple. I don't want nothing to do with any big crowds or, you know, nothing. To me, America's getting dumber and dumber by the day. And
it
you
does
can
seem
tell
like
by
that.
The politics. I mean, Joe Biden. Yeah. He's been dumber than an ox for 20 years. And he's still there.
And the debate points are so, like, pathetic. It's hard to even watch the debates. I struggled with some of them. I was shocked by... It felt like we were in... what's that movie? What's that called? That movie? I can't remember the movie. It was basically where he went in the future and all the people were stupid in the world. Like, they got dumber. And it's a great example of what it feels like. Yeah, we're watching it right in front of our eyes, basically. It's like... You know, we're not. We used to be able to debate the finer points and try, and people would listen to that debate and make a decision based off of it. You look at the Kennedy versus Nixon debate and ignore the politics of both of them and what happened to both of them. But listen to, you know, go listen to that debate. Close your eyes and don't look at Kennedy. Don't look at Nixon, and just hear the debate. Most people on the radio, when they heard that debate, sided with Nixon. They really liked his arguments. The majority on the radio wanted to vote for him. Then the people that watched it on the TV looked at Kennedy, didn't hear the words were being said, just thought, oh, Kennedy looks better than Nixon, that sweating pig.
He was all sweaty.
And rubbing his face and, you know. But jittery. And so they went with Kennedy. And it's like, wait a second here. If we had the debates and just had audio only, boy, you'd have to really focus on the audio only. You couldn't look at them. And just hear the audio, then you'd know.
Well, for my take, you know, Joe Biden and who's his vice president?
Harris.
Oh, Harris. Jeez, oh man, there you go. That's getting worse from bad to worse. Holy smokes!
Yeah.
And this can't be. I mean, how in the world can it be this stupid? And everybody just covers it up. You know, just
right.
Oh. Just unreal. Just unbelievable. And now the whole world's fighting with each other, and it's getting real ugly. Getting real ugly.
Right. Yeah,
You know, they asked me one time about how would you balance the budget? You know, right now it's pretty tough because it's, what, $35 trillion?
Oh, easily, yeah.
Well, number one, you just stop. No more foreign aid to anybody.
I 100% agree with that.
Boom. There would save you a couple trillion a year.
I think that's one of the biggest problems in this country is we sit there and we have our own problems here. And it's, you know, the government will say we're giving government money to this program. And they're missing the main issue that I have with it is it's not government money. It's taxpayer money. And if it's not coming from taxes, then that means they're causing inflation, and because they're borrowing the money, adding more money to something that we don't have. We have nothing to, you know.
It's like paying one credit card with another one.
Yeah.
It just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And, oh,
I just
smokes.
I just think that we need to really cut back spending drastically cut off the crud we have, because there's so much bureaucratic spending. That is too much paperwork.
They should outlaw the Federal Reserve. They should outlaw FEMA.
How about this one?
They should outlaw, just go right down the list.
There's a recent Supreme Court ruling, and you know, people have their problems with the Supreme Court, but they had a very good ruling recently that unelected officials should not be making laws. So, for instance, the FCC or ATF, they cannot be making laws because they're not elected. And they were before making laws, they were appointed to these positions and making laws and rules. I disagree with that. It should be the people making the laws, and you vote the people in that you want. We're a federal republic, not a the FCC should not be making laws based off their appointed people making those decisions.
Well, I went to vote this last primary, and they said okay, everything is, and I went right up to where I was supposed to vote, and I said, oh, wait a minute, you can't vote. You're not allowed to vote.
Yeah. You didn't have a party, that's why.
Yeah, I wasn't a Democrat or I wasn't a Republican. I said, well, it's okay. I go over to Vietnam, get my head shot off. That's okay. but if it goes to voting, I'm not allowed to vote.
Yeah.
I said, what kind of country are you running?
You'd have to become a Republican or Democrat to vote in the primaries.
Well, who made that rule?
The Democrats and Republicans. So you think, here's the problem. If you're an independent, how do you get to pick the the Republican choice. If the Republicans want to pick a Republican, they could have like five people running for, let's say.
Well, I was going to write my own name in there.
Oh, you could do that.
Yeah.
Just, you know, the primaries are kind of like restricted for that reason. I think the really absurd thing is sometimes they hide amendments in the primary election that should be in the general election. And that's where I think there's a difference. Because there is time.
I'm disgusted with the whole process. I'm so done with all that crap.
I do think there needs to be more ballot measures put
when
in.
When I ran for mayor, I went around and I said, write my name in. Yeah. Just write my Republican or Democrat, didn't matter. I said, just write my name in. So they did. And in the primaries, I won the Democratic side and I won the Republican side.
Oh, wow.
So in the fall, I ran against myself. Guess who won?
You did, yeah. Yeah.
I had over 400 votes, which is unusual for a Union City.
Yeah.
That's one of the dumbest things I ever did, too, being a mayor.
But do you find that when you were on council, since it was more of a council mayor situation where the council had more power, do you think the council members had it was a better situation to be in?
What, being on council?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, but I still didn't agree with everybody. They always wanted to raise taxes, wanted this and that, and Marvin Tubbs like ran the show. Everybody was scared to death of him, and I just totally was against him.
When you were writing the column in the newspaper,
Mayor's chair.
Yeah, the mayor's chair. Yeah. I think that people
that was fun.
People really connected to that.
Yeah, they liked it. They really did. Yeah.
And in a lot of ways, you know, that's kind of, we started talking around then, and I kind of was attached to that because it's like you were a Ron Paul guy, and I was, you know, I still am, and so are you. But you know, there's a lot of things that we agreed on about Ron Paul, how he viewed things, and. I think people don't maybe appreciate that time frame as much, what you did for this town, because you really kind of refocused the police.
We got a new sidewalk from didn't cost anybody anything.
And the police respected you, and you were a big voice for the town about when spending was too much, and you made it clear in your mayor's chair about how you felt about things, you know. And in a lot of ways, that was a good thing, you know.
Yeah.
You know, we're kind of missing out on that a little bit. I mean, we have a good mayor now. He's a sheriff, you know, and he's also the mayor now.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Bob Wolf. He's a good guy.
Bob Wolf. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Isn't he the fire department guy?
Yeah. I think he might have stepped back from that. I don't want to quote on that, but I think he might be still involved in that.
Huh.
He's a good guy, though, you know, and he's quieter, you know, but he's a good guy.
Huh.
You know.
Well, I knew him from the fire department when he's the chief over there.
Yeah.
But I didn't know him that well.
Yeah. But, you know, he seems to be, you know, a good guy that is in there and guiding it, you know, in the right direction. And we need more of that. There's some other good people on the council, you know. I talked to a few of them over the years, and they have good hearts in making the town more strong and bringing the economics. And they're always trying. That's a hard thing to do. It's not. A lot of people have talked about doing it, but it's not easy to do.
Does Cheryl Capella still run the borough council?
No.
Did she? Whatever she wanted, that's what they all. Yeah. Whatever she wanted, she told them how to vote, and that's how they voted.
Yeah.
It was just, I said, holy smokes.
Yeah.
I said, Cheryl, you're not even elected.
Yeah, appointed.
Shut up.
See, that's where, you know, this whole appointed versus elected thing is very important to make the distinction. Your elected officials are voting for what what you voted them in for. Where the appointed need to just advise and sit back and be quiet. And that's what needs
just
to happen.
Just do your job. That's all. Yeah. That's
well,
it.
They're going in there because they have their projects they want to finish, and so they're voicing their opinion on it. And so they're like, you need to vote this way. And
it was ridiculous.
And so I can see.
It was just a big butt-kissing contest is all it was, the whole thing. And then and then the state would come in and say, well, you got to do this and you got to do that. And they all said, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I said, screw that. Heck with them.
Yeah.
You know, you're just making life more expensive for everybody.
No, that's what the state wants.
Yeah. It was just...
The state, that's the problem is you know, I'm all about localism. Federalism has been a great experiment, but has failed in a lot of ways. We need to have more local politics dictating how things are. That should be where the strength is, and usually that still is. You know, your local politics are going to cause you the most expense. more than anything else. Yeah. And most people aren't, they only care about the presidential election every 4 years, but really every election in the local realm is more important than anything else.
Yeah.
You know, your school board has more authority than the president does in a lot of ways. And or your local council.
And they don't even get paid.
They don't? I thought they got 300.
School board? No, yeah. They don't get nothing. It's zero.
They're dictating
it's
a lot of
it's all they
things.
Can steal. That's
yeah.
All.
Yeah.
You get no pay, but whatever you can steal, that's
right.
Your pay.
I just, you know, I think about that a lot, you know, how we just thrown away a lot of things, you know.
Nobody's paying attention. That's why I say our country's getting dumber and dumber as we go on.
But did they really ever pay attention before? I think the common person 100 years ago was so busy with things that they didn't, you know, only a few paid attention. And it's usually older people because they start wising up. When you're younger, you're more worried about, you know, going out, having fun and just not caring. You know, for me, when I started caring, it was probably around 2003. And so I was probably, what, about, oh, geez, probably 21, 22. Well,
they make it, it's set up in such a way that it just makes you feel useless. Like, you really don't have any say about anything. You know, I mean, I have good friends, really good friends. I think Biden's wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, how dumb can you be?
They don't realize that Biden, you know,
now, maybe they don't like Trump. I understand that.
See, that's
okay,
that's.
I don't like Trump. I don't like Trump. I can hear that all the time.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah,
but Biden.
Yeah.
Holy
catfish. See, from my view, is there's some people that are so anti-Trump that they vote for anybody but Trump.
They'd vote for Hitler.
Yeah, and see, with Biden, I think his problem is he's the one that, you know, that a lot of people that are anti-racist don't realize this, but Biden voted in. The what's it called again? The crime bill of 90.
Biden bill.
Yeah, the Biden bill. And he co-sponsored that big time, was a big promoter of it, the three-strike rule. And that increased the federal and private prison industry drastically. Everyone, they always talk about we need to eliminate the private prisons. Well, guess what? 97% of people are not in the private prisons that are in prison. They're in federal or state prisons. And guess what? Biden did that. That's why we have all these nonviolent criminals in prison, is because of Biden. And guess what? Clinton signed that in. Did he not? You know?
They put more black people in jail.
Yeah. And Biden was a racist beforehand. You think he really changed? He goes, you better vote for me or you're not black. I mean, I think,
what
you know.
A bubble head.
And then 20 years ago, he was sitting there lying about his education. You know, claiming his top of his class.
He's lied so much. It's the whole country is a bunch of liars.
And so, you know, if that's, you know, to me, it's like, I'm not saying vote for Trump. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, I'm pointing out the craziness of this. Is they're going to put their heads in the sand when I say that, and they're going to get pissed at me for saying that and not hear my words. Ignore Trump. If you can't sit there and talk about the bad things about Biden without talking about Trump, then you have a problem. I shouldn't have to hear about Trump. I'm just talking about Biden. I don't care about Trump. You know, the same thing with Harris. She did the same thing. She had 1,500 men that were past their release dates held.
Well, they had fires out there in California. They needed people to go out and fight the fires.
Slave labor. You know, we forget we forget the 13th Amendment abolished slavery except for when in punishment of a crime. And so she basically, Harris was using slave labor under the legal terms, because that's what you do when you put someone in prison, that's a slave. They're slave because they lost their freedom. And she's slave labor to put out fires, you know? She's a slave owner. Her family
was.
She's
a real piece of work. I mean, when from Biden to Harris, it's like, you know, jumping out of the fire, out of the frying pan into the fire. It's just like, oh, geez.
Let's take a break. I got something that we can put in there. We'll just take a small break and we'll come back.
We got to put some more wood on the fire.
Too. Yeah, yeah.
All right, yeah.
People deserve straight.
No.
Biden said twice in the debate last week.
So if it was legalized all throughout the country and medicinal, would you, you know, do it?
Listen, again? I think that it gives a lot of people joy, and we need more joy.
Wow.
San Francisco.
But
first after him. So my point is,
how do you define what you hear from?
I appreciate you being here on New Day.
Not everybody landed punches like you did, though. So you don't mean it.
It's called Candidate Mixtape. That was
hip hop. Cardi B.
Okay.
In an hour, Shake Shack. Oh my. What? You said.
This is the real BS show. Now, there was a real BS. Was that Cheryl Capella?
No, I don't know. No.
Oh, I can't laugh now. No. I'll sound like her.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, let's wrap this up. I don't know. I passed 70, so what did I learn? Well, keep your mouth shut. Silence is golden.
Sometimes.
Quit arguing and stress. You got to eliminate stress. So at 70, I don't care what people think about me anymore.
No, I relate to that, you know.
You know, I don't, you know, if I had to go to a wedding, I couldn't because I have no clothes. You know, all I got is jeans and T-shirts and sweatshirts.
Right.
And
right.
I don't have any, I don't care, you know, I just don't care anymore. And I'd rather go out back in the woods, sit there and watch the stream go by. You know, I mean, just that peace and quiet is just, it's so good for you. It's just.
You ever noticed how the deer just like, they could be chased down by something or almost face death and all of a sudden turn around and go back to eating on the edge of the woods? Like, they don't care.
They're strange because they hang around my house and it's like they don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care if I'm out there or not.
Yeah, I have them right in my backyard eating from crabapple trees and they lay down. So they must be peaceful in my area. Yeah. Too peaceful, I think.
They feel comfortable.
Yeah, and isn't that kind of crazy you think about it? I hunt deer, so they should be afraid of me.
Yeah, you should tell them. Just show them your license.
Yeah, show them my hunt license. Yeah. Put a no deer crossing sign.
Yeah, geez.
Why don't they put deer crossing signs where there's sidewalks? You know, crossings. That way deer know to cross there.
It seems, I don't know why they put those deer crossing signs right on like Route 8, you know? I mean, why don't they put them on some dirt road someplace instead of right where all the traffic is?
Maybe the deer need a license to cross the road. Why don't they make sure deer have licenses to cross the road?
I don't think they can read.
No. You talking about the government?
Huh?
You talking about the government?
Well, them too, but deer. I don't know. It's a crazy world. You just gotta, like I say, I haven't watched TV in probably 4, 5, 6 years. I don't know.
Same here.
Commercials and everybody's lying to everybody. It's just a big lying fest. You know, it's just
deception.
Unbelievable.
And then they know what they're doing too.
And it's everywhere. It's just everywhere. So rather than fight City Hall, you just get away from it, you know, and just steer clear of it.
Right.
Just do what you absolutely have to and don't do anymore, you know, just, I don't know.
How about we just let the fire go on for a little bit longer and just let it die out?
Yeah. Only you can prevent forest fires.
That's right. Know that, Smokey the Bear.
All right. Well, let's say goodbye. We'll see you all next week. And we really didn't do any music, did we?
No. We had some music before, just a little bit ago.
Well, yeah. That was
a rapper. That's what they sound like.
Oh, brother.
One syllable.
Our country's toast, I'm telling you. Yeah. Things are going to get bad.
Yeah.
But if I just stay out of sight, I think I'll be all right.
Right.
Okay, I might even live longer. Who knows, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I'm getting close to that finish line, so.
I don't think so. I think you got quite a few years left, though. You're healthier than most of your peers.
Well, I have to, you know, learn what I've learned over the years and put it into practice.
Right.
All right, folks. Thank you for listening, and hope we didn't bore you to death, but.
Even if we did, so what?
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah, I don't care what anybody thinks.
Yeah. If you're bored, good. Go do something.
We're having fun. That's all that counts. Yeah. Yeah,
bored people are doing interesting, creative things if you're bored. Yeah. We need to be more boredom in this country.
Yeah, right.
More creativity boredom. With more boredom.
There you go. All right. Till then, till next time, stay safe, be healthy, and, you know, grow old.
There you go.
Like me.
Like gold.
Yep. See ya.